What's up, my confidence queens? Are you ready to feel confident as fuck? I'm your host, the confidence queen herself, Alicia Lechuga, and I am your confidence bestie. I went from trying to shrink my body in order to find happiness and approval to finally letting go of dieting, others' opinions, and inspiring hundreds of women along the way. This podcast is all about confidence, living unapologetically as yourself daily, and ultimate self-love. This is Confident as Fuck. Hello and welcome back to Confident as Fuck. We are getting into more of a solo episode today. So welcome back. I am excited to be here today. We're going to talk more about 75 hard. We're going to talk about confidence. We're going to talk about all the things. And I cannot wait. I have a lot of notes, so I'll be looking down at my phone a lot. But if you guys are not watching this on YouTube, I highly request that you go over to the Confident as Fuck YouTube, which is going to be linked in the show notes for you, to watch this episode on YouTube. Thank you so much. If you're already watching on YouTube, don't forget to give us a like and a subscribe. Okay, let's start off with a current obsession. A current obsession for me has been fucking adding coconut cream to like sodas. So I don't know if you guys have seen these like dirty sodas that they do in like Utah where they don't drink alcohol. No, not all of Utah doesn't drink alcohol, but there's more Mormons there that don't drink alcohol. Anyways, they have these like soda stores. I think they have them in like Arizona too. And they put like creamer in sodas and make it kind of like a sweet treat. Well, I'll give you guys an update on my sweet treatness thing in a second. But anyways, I've been obsessed with these sodas. So I've been using, I use Zevia sodas just because it's easy and they're good. So I use those. And then I've also put like the coconut creamer in my Alani's. And I almost did that before this podcast, like sitting down, but I always have a lot of like burps when I drink the Alani's on the podcast recording. So I decided not to do that. So that's my current obsession. What I did that made me feel confident this week. Okay, so we went to a baby shower on Sunday, this Sunday, and it was a Beyonce Renaissance themed. So I had this outfit in my head and I was like, okay, I'm going to wear these like dark jeans that are like oversized with these like cowboy boots that are blinged out. You know, like I was really going for the theme. Well, when I went to try on the jeans, I was like, holy crap. These jeans do not fit me or look good on me. Like they fit okay, but they didn't look good. And honestly, I feel like with the 75 hard, like as I have, yes, cleaned up my diet, I am snacking like a bitch be snacking and eating candy like crazy. I think like coming off of like drinking and not using nicotine. I don't know if I said this in last week's episode, but I am snacking. Like I'm always snacking and I feel like that's probably why on 75 hard, I have not lost weight. I don't know if I went over this last week either. So if I did, I apologize for repeating myself, but I'm going to get to the point of why I felt confident. So I tried on this outfit. I felt like shit in it. So I decided to wear something else and I had a talk with Renee and I was like, you know what? I'm just like over this. Like I'm over like being on the 75 hard and like checking the boxes of like working out and like staying on my diet, which means like that's so vague, right? And I even talked about this when I first started 75 hard. Like that is so vague, a diet, like an improvement, right? But I think for me, I need to be back to like basics. And I think this is a reoccurring theme that comes up for me when I get a little bit too comfortable in something. And then I start to kind of like, I don't know, like not lose myself, but like shift, right? Like where I'm like, oh, I can get a little comfortable here. And I start to kind of like lax, be a little lax in stuff. And it's like, no, just get back to fucking basics. Like get back to basics. So even though I'm not done with 75 hard, I told you guys last week about the stuff that I'm going to be adding to 75 hard going forward, but I already just went through after that feeling of like not feeling good enough in my clothes, not feeling like it wasn't about the clothes. Like I'm going everywhere today, but like it wasn't about the clothes. It was about the fact that like I'm working so hard in other areas and I'm not seeing any payoff physically, which is like what the 75 hard was about for me. Is it's about mental toughness and all that. And that part I have actually done a great deal of improvement on. But with like the other part of 75 hard was four is for me to get pregnant. And in order for me to feel comfortable getting pregnant, I need to lose a significant amount of weight. And so if I'm not doing that part of it, then like, why the fuck am I doing this? Do you know what I mean? So I had that realization, and I think just admitting that to myself made me feel a lot fucking better. Like admitting that, telling Renee that, and just saying like, I'm over myself. And I think this is a recurring theme where I'm just like, I'm over you, you stupid. Like, get your shit together. Like, I'm going on all cylinders in so many ways, but I'm like not. And is this self-sabotage, right? Is this self-sabotage? Is it this? Here's the thing. It doesn't fucking matter what it is. Just get back to like doing the thing. Just get back on the thing, whatever it is. Like, this could go for like dieting. This could go for career. This could go for relationships, right? Like, oh, am I self-sabotaging? Am I feeling like I'm not good enough? Like, is this from something in my childhood? Like, yeah, it is. It's all of those things probably. Like, what you think it is probably what it fucking is. But it doesn't matter with all of that. Like, all of that is just noise to distract you, to make you feel another way. Like, that has its time and place to like uncover that and go into depth and like really heal that part of you. But like, in my case, and like for a lot of other women, like, you've healed it, you've done it. It's just this thing where like we want to go back into like what's easiest and what's most comfortable. And what's easiest and most comfortable is like eating candy when I want. So I have to get back to fucking basics. And back to basics for me and how I was really successful at my first weight loss. And you don't have to like go back to the first thing that ever made you lose weight. But I know for me, something that makes me really confident is tracking my food and knowing what I'm eating for the day. And tracking doesn't mean that like I count every single like little thing and I never have a cheat meal. No. Tracking to me means like being really honest about what did I actually consume this day, and if I'm staying within the guidelines of what I want, right? And the reason I want to be more strict is because I have really big goals. I want to be a mom. Like, I want to be able to say I can get pregnant by the end of this year. And like, the way things are looking and how I'm acting right now, that's not going to fucking happen. So how do I adjust that? I see a bigger goal, and I talked about this a few episodes back. I see a bigger goal, and I'm going to sacrifice right now and getting back to basics. And that's what Michelle and I were talking about this week. She was like, just get back to the basics. Just get back to the basics. Track your macros. Do your thing. So let me tell you guys what I'm adjusting, or what I've already adjusted for my 75 hard. And I'm going to find a new name for the next round that I do, like I mentioned to you guys. But I haven't figured that name out yet. But here's what I'm adjusting. First of all, I am keeping my 45-minute workout, 45-minute movement every single day. I love that. The reason I love it so much is because I feel like it just gets fucking done. I don't have to worry about what time it is in the day. I don't have to worry about talking myself out of it. That has really built my confidence. It's just saying, every single day, I'm moving for 45 minutes. I've really fell back in love with weightlifting. It makes me feel so much better. And that just like feels so good. So that's staying. 45 minutes, done. Mostly that's going to be a lift or yoga on the days that I'm off lifting. I already set a new lifting schedule and I'm excited for that too. Second, 45-minute walk is staying. And the reason that's staying is not for the benefit of having a workout outside. I'm changing this one. It's a 45-minute outdoor walk with my dog. I love getting outdoors and walking with Nikki 45 minutes a day. It's the best because I get out of the house, I get some fresh air, I get some sun. Most of the time I either am like doing a walking meditation where I'm being grateful and being really present, or I am talking on the phone with one of my friends. It's like a catch-up time. So that 45-minute walk is staying. But I'm also adding 30 minutes of cardio on the treadmill after my workout. And the reason I'm adding this is because it does two things. One, it increases my cardio. Two, it takes a lot of the pressure off of my walk to be this like thing where I'm moving quickly and like burning calories. The walk is now strictly for mental health. The 30-minute treadmill walk after my workout is for weight loss. So I'm changing those two around. I told you guys that I'm going to be adding a business thing to 75 Hard and or whatever I'm going to call this next phase. I'm still finishing out the original 75 Hard and I've already added these things in. But the business things that I'm adding is I'm posting once a day on the Arlechuga Trekking Instagram and then also on the Confidence Queen Instagram. I missed posting. I missed recording. I missed connecting with you guys so fucking much. I feel like it's such a big part of my life. I've been recording like myself and YouTube and like uploading videos for years at this point, almost 10 years. As long as I've known Renee, I've been doing that. And so to not do it felt really odd. It felt strange. And I think what I really needed was, again, back to basics of really organizing my day and really prioritizing the time that I have and saying like, okay, I just need to plan out. Like I need to take more time to plan out what I'm actually going to post and not feel like I'm in this cycle where I'm always like playing catch up. So I'm posting once a day for both Instagrams. I've done that now for the past 3 days and it's felt really, really nice. So if you want to watch some of the lessons that I learned from 75 Hard in a really quick and easy to digest format, that's going to be on Instagram. It's going to be through my reels at the Confidence Queen with 2 underscores at the end. The other things that I'm adding, obviously I'm tracking my food. So I'm tracking my food. I'm sticking to a certain goal for my calories and then also for my macros. I'm pretty much eating the same thing every single day with slight variations. For example, yesterday I had like a chicken, rice, and cheese and veggie bowl, like a Chipotle bowl for lunch. And today I didn't have any chicken, so I had turkey meatballs with rice. So it's a little bit different every single day, but it's very similar. That makes it very easy for me because I'm tracking, very easy to track, very easy to make because now I'm using my time more wisely and I'm doing more things, which makes me feel so much better. Like doing more makes me feel so much better. And it just makes it so much easier. The other thing that I'm taking away, so I'm not having any candy. This is a huge one for me. I really feel like not having nicotine and not having alcohol, like I am wanting like that oral fixation of like having something to do with my mouth. And like, I know that that sounds really weird, but like if you've ever stopped smoking, you can totally relate, or you stop drinking and you see people stop drinking and they either like gain weight or they lose a lot of weight. Like Mike, the situation when he stopped using drugs, you can see he like replaced that fixation with food. And I don't want to do that anymore. Like I've done that, and which is why I haven't lost weight. And so I'm cutting out candy. Like back to the basics, I'm not having candy. Like I may have candy if we go to the movie or something very specific like that. But for right now, at least until June 1st, I'm not having candy. June 1st, if you guys remember, I am going to drink. I'm not having alcohol in this 75 hard thing that I'm doing. 75 hard for me ends on 420. On 420, I will be drinking that day. I think I'm just going to go to brunch with Renee and have a mimosa because that's what I've really been craving, which is next Saturday. And then for after that, it's almost 6 weeks until June 1st, which the first June 1st is my nephew's 18th birthday. So I will be drinking on that day. So 6 weeks, how many days is that? Anyways, it doesn't matter. I think it's like 35 days. So I won't be having candy in between that as well. And I'll be following these same guidelines until June 1st, which I will pause everything to drink, but then I'll go right back to it again. What's the other ones? Okay, a gallon of water, obviously doing that. No candy. Okay, the other thing that I feel like I was kind of like slipping on is greens, having my greens in the morning, my greens drink, and also my vitamins. Two things that I just bullshit on. And I don't know if this is like defiance where I'm just like, it's like one thing that like, I don't have to do it because it's not on my list. Now it's on my list. So I have to do it every single day. having my greens in the morning before I have my coffee and then having my vitamins. I really just stopped taking my greens because I want coffee as soon as I wake up, right? But doing the 75 hard is all about the mental challenge. I can't have my coffee until I have my greens. So greens every single day, that's another one. And then the last one is going to be on Saturdays, I want to take a progress photo. I think that when I had a coach, this was something that really kept me accountable to really being looking at my body and really being like looking yourself in the mirror and saying like, you know, my body looks like this. Like, did I stick to my things every single week? It also is a positive thing where you get to see positive changes, even if the scale isn't moving, right? It works for so many different things. And that's why when I was training people in person and physical training them, I always, always wanted people to take progress photos because it helps you so much. It can give you really good insight on what's going on with your body, especially if you're just recomping. So that's the differences. That's what I'm doing. We're on day 66 of 75 hard right now. And then I need a name for this like new journey that I'm going on since I guess let's figure out how many days it's going to be. 41 days. I don't know. Anyways, we'll figure that out because I'm going to be doing that for another, whatever, 41 days. Then I, like I said, I'm going to have one day off where I drink. I may drink Saturday and Sunday, but probably not. And then right back to it into like June, July, August. And I'm excited because since Sunday, which today's only Wednesday, the last 3 days, I've really cleaned up my diet. I've actually tracked what I've eaten. I realized why I wasn't losing weight. Obviously the candy, but also like I'm overeating in the portions. When you start like weighing your food and actually like looking at your food and realizing how much you're eating, it's a lot sometimes, or it's very little depending on what type of like natural, I guess, like eater you are, is what I found in my clients. And I was eating a lot. And I saw this on somebody else's Instagram. I got this girl came up and she was like talking about 75 hard. And she was like, I'm eating twice as much because I'm moving twice as much as I normally am. And I was like, yes, I'm hungry. Like I'm hungry because I'm moving a lot. I'm doing a lot of physical activity. But if I'm not like tracking that at all, then of course I'm not going to lose weight. So I feel like I'm really excited to really like clear my head and just have like fire on all cylinders. I feel like this is kind of what happens is like, I always talk about how it's not an overnight thing, right? Like it's not just, okay, today I'm living one way and tomorrow I'm going to be living a totally different way and everything's going to be different. Or like when I get to this point, I'm going to have everything together. Like it doesn't happen like that. I feel like the way it actually happens is the way that it's going right now, right? Like where I got really clear with 75 hard on movement, on getting back in love with the gym, on being very disciplined in very strategic areas. And now I'm able to add more to my plate, right? I'm able to add posting on Instagram again. I'm able to add like removing candy and being a little bit more strict with my diet. Like that's how it's supposed to happen. That's the way you're going to actually see results. That's the way you're going to actually be able to stick to something for a long time. And why I feel like it's been pretty easy for me so far to stick to this. And I don't feel burned out. I don't feel like, oh my God, I can't wait until I have a day where I don't have to do this. Like, I don't feel like that. I think it's because I'm slowly adding things here and there. I think also just like my mindset around this is like, this is the game right now. This is the plan right now. This is a plan to get us to a bigger plan. And I really urge you to look at your stuff like that too. Like, what are you doing today that is getting you to something better in the next 20, 30 days, right? Because what we do now is what gets us to the next phase. What I'm talking about with I have so much more to work on with my mindset is I think what I was explaining earlier is that like, I gave up alcohol. At first, that was really hard. Like I talked about last week was like, why am I looking at this like a negative or a positive? And I have to view this as a positive thing. I think that's like where I had to really like sit down with myself and think like, you have so much still to work on, like with your mindset and with alcohol, and which is why I don't want to drink even after this one day of drinking, because I almost like I have this like, it's like a habit. right? Like I talked about that last week with the alcohol drinking being a habit, but it's also like a habit to eat candy every single day instead of like we're replacing them. And I watched my mom do that for years with different things, be really excited about something new all the time and have this like obsessive type of personality where she would be like really into this thing and then really into that thing. And I think I get like that as well. But I think it also translates over to like when you stop doing one thing, you're going to replace it with something else. And Chelsea, the sabotage queen, was talking about this. She came in to Baddie Girls Club and spoke last month and it was so great. And she was talking about like she always used to talk about this on her Instagram is like taking the edge off and like the edge that she's speaking about. It finally like clicked for me when I stopped drinking. I was like, oh, she's talking about, okay, I stopped drinking. Now I have to eat a shit ton of candy. I stopped using nicotine. Now I have to snack all the time. Or like that oral fixation that you talk about when you took like psychology as a kid, right? Is the edge that she's talking about, like taking the edge off, is because we're not looking in the fucking mirror. We're not seeing who we are. And we're not seeing like, oh, I need to change this about myself. Or, oh, I need to like sit and be with myself and just sit here and like let that be okay. Like we always have to be going and doing and like obsessed with the new different thing, right? Like we're taking the edge off because we feel like shit about ourselves. I don't know if that makes any sense or if you will get it unless you've ever like felt that where like I'm giving up drinking, so now I'm eating all the time. Or like I'm giving up like TV. If you've ever done Lent, you probably like as a Catholic, you probably know this feeling like, oh, I'm giving up meat, so I'm eating a shit ton more bread, right? Like we're trying to like fill that void of something we know we're like not supposed to be doing. And so we're giving it up, but we're still taking the edge off by doing something else. I don't know if that totally makes sense, but I hope that kind of got through because I'm just spitballing here. Our speaker for Baddie Girls Club for this month, just to keep you guys filled in, is month four, is all about self-love and loving ourselves in untraditional ways. And so our speaker for this month is going to be talking to us about goal setting, sticking to those goals, and seeing something from the long haul perspective, which lines up perfectly to what I'm going through this month. That's why I love teaching baddies. It's just like every time I grow more and more when I teach it. That's what the students say every single time they go through it, since a lot of people go through it multiple rounds. So our speaker for this month is Ashley. Her Instagram is Ashley Joy, J-O-I. She is an amazing human. She is my friend's cousin, and I spoke with her over at his birthday party recently, and we just really connected. I've known her for years, but we really connected at that birthday party, and she was like, I feel like I can give your client something. Like, can I come in and speak? And I was like, yes, actually, we need a speaker for month four. So she is coming in to speak with us. I'm so excited. If you've been wanting to join Baddies, you can join us now before that speaker goes. And then you'll still have 6 months of Baddie Girls Club to have fun with us, to have community. You also get to go to the in-person event that's going to be in July here in Long Beach. You can come and join us and connect with us all in person for free. So yeah, if you're into Baddie Girls Club, if you've heard me talk about it, which you, if you listen to this podcast, I know you have, then check us out at the link below. You can join and look at Baddie Girls Club and see if it is the right fit for you. It is 6 months, and that link below is going to tell you all you need to know. If you ever have questions on it, you can always reach out to me via DM or email. My DMs are always open. My Instagram is going to be at theconfidencequeen__, and the podcast Instagram as well. Please follow us over there at confidentafpodcast. I love you guys so, so much. I cannot wait to keep updating you guys, to tell you guys how much weight I've lost, and then I'm ready to have a baby. I cannot wait. I'm just putting that out there. I love you guys so, so much, and I will see you next week.